Title: Playbook for Subsign for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building one of the most important, most underrated parts of Deep Jungle and drum and bass, the Subsign pressure bid. Not a big reese, not a growl bass, not anything flashy. Just a clean sine wave that sits underneath the break like gravity, and then we're going to make it breathe around vocal atmosphere so it feels haunted, spacious, and very jungle. By the end, you'll have a simple, stock Ableton sub chain, plus a vocal-driven movement trick that instantly makes your intros and drops feel deeper without adding extra layers. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone, 165 to 172 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 170 and don't overthink it. Now create three core elements, one audio track with a drum break loop. This can be amen, think, whatever you've got. One audio track with a vocal phrase or vocal texture. This can be an a cappella snippet, a spoken line, a shout, or even a field recording. And one MIDI track that will be your sub. Here's a mindset check before we even touch devices. Jungle subs are unforgiving. If you start messy, you will spend the whole session fighting mud. So we're going clean first, then controlled movement, then tiny enhancements. Now let's build the sub instrument. On your bass MIDI track, load operator. We're using operator because it's perfect for a pure sine in Live 12, and it stays stable. In operator, set the algorithm to the simplest one. A single oscillator. Oscillator A should be set to a sine wave. Great. Now go to your amp envelope. If you leave it, it's super hard. Instant attack and release. You might hear clicks. So set a tiny attack, like 3 to 8 milliseconds. That's small enough to still feel tight, but it helps the waveform start more smoothly. Set release to at least 80 milliseconds. If your notes are short, you might go closer to 150 or 200 milliseconds. The goal is, no clicking when notes end and no weird choppy low end. If you want a sustained sub, keep sustain up. If you want more plucky notes, bring sustain down and use decay. But for beginner jungle subs, sustained notes are usually the easiest to mix, because the movement comes from sidechain and arrangement, not from fancy envelopes. Now, one extra cleanliness trick. If you still get clicks or any weirdness, drop a utility after operator and enable DC filter if your version of utility has it. Keep gain at zero for now. This is just a safety net. Next, harmonics. This is where beginners either win immediately or accidentally ruin the low end. A pure sine is beautiful, but on laptop speakers it can vanish. So we add a small amount of harmonics, not volume. That's a big difference. We're not trying to make it louder, we're trying to make it more audible. Add saturator after operator. Set drive to something gentle, like 3 dB to start. You can push up to 6 dB later, but begin low. Turn soft clip on. For the curve type, pick something smooth like analog clip or soft sine, and listen for which one adds presence without fuzz. Now here's the pro move. After you add drive, pull the output down so the overall loudness feels similar. If you make it louder, your ear will always think it's better, even when it's actually worse. So level match it. Often that means bringing output down by 2 to 6 dB. Now add EQ8 after saturator. Put a high pass filter at around 20 to 30 Hz, steep slope like 24 dB per octave. This removes rumble you can't really hear, but that eats headroom like crazy. And if saturation added any boxy low mid energy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep it subtle. With a sine, you often won't need it, but distortion can create some extra content there. Okay, now we glue the sub to the break using sidechain compression. This is classic DNB movement, and it's not just for loudness. It's for clarity and punch. Add a compressor after EQ8. Enable sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your break track, or your kick track if you've separated it out. Starting settings, ratio around 4 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. We want to let a little transient through, and then duck the sub right after. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, depending on tempo and feel. Faster release gives more bounce. Slower release gives more smoothness. Now pull the threshold down until you see around 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the break hits, not 12 dB, not a huge hole, just enough so the break punches through and the sub feels like it's moving with the groove. At this point, if you loop your break and hold a sub note, it should already feel like it's in the track instead of sitting on top of it. Now we hit the vocals angle. This lesson is in the vocals area because we're going to make the vocal atmosphere actively shape the low end. This is one of those jungle tricks that makes your track feel like it's breathing. Method is the beginner-friendly approach. A second sidechain compressor, keyed by the vocal track. So, Add another compressor after your brake sidechain compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose the vocal track as the sidechain input. Set this one gentler, ratio 2 to 1. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release slower, like 150 to 300 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you get only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. When the vocal hits, what this does is subtle but powerful. When the vocal speaks or appears, the sub steps back a little, and the vocal feels clearer and more eerie. It creates that haunted openness without you needing to EQ the sub to death. Now method B is more atmospheric. You shape the vocal ambience itself. On the vocal track, add a big reverb, like hybrid reverb with a large hall. Set decay somewhere between 4 and 10 seconds. Big. Set a low cut in the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so the reverb isn't dumping low end into your sub range. High cut somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, depending on how bright you want the ghost. Then after the reverb, put a gate. Sidechain the gate from the dry vocal. Adjust the gate so the reverb blooms when the vocal happens, then tightens back up. That ghost tail effect is super jungle, and because you filtered the reverb's low end, it won't fight your sub. Now let's write a simple subline that actually feels like jungle. Pick a key, let's say F minor, because it sits in a nice sub range and is easy to work with. Here's the coaching note. Pick a safe octave. Most jungle subs live comfortably around E1 to G1. That's roughly 41 to 49 Hz fundamental. If you go down to C1 or D1, it might sound huge in headphones, but disappear on smaller systems and destroy headroom. So start around F1. That's a classic. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Make the first note F1 on the downbeat, and hold it for about 1 to 2 beats. Then add a short ghost note before the snare pocket, like a quick F1. Then add a second long note, maybe EB1 or G1, depending on the vibe. In F minor, EB is that minor 7 flavor, very classic tension. Keep velocities consistent at first. Subs don't need a ton of velocity variation. If something feels too loud, your first move is often adjusting note length, not adding more compression. Now we lock it down. Tuning, mono, and level. If you're unsure you're hitting the right note, temporarily put a tuner on the sub track and play a note. Just confirm you're where you think you are. Then at the end of your chain, put utility. Set width to 0%. Mono sub, always. Stereo sub equals phase issues and weak club translation. Use utility gain to set final level. A simple level reality check. If your master starts clipping or jumping wildly every time the sub hits, it's too hot. Sub is felt more than it's heard. In jungle, it's the floor, not the ceiling. Now arrangement. We'll do a simple 32-bar plan that makes your track feel bigger through dynamics, not volume. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Let the vocal atmosphere lead. Let the break be filtered with auto filter so it's thinner, like you're hearing it through fog. Sub can be minimal here. You can even have no sub for the first 4 bars. And then bring in one long sub note around bars 5 to 8. Think of it as a shadow, not a bass line. Bars 9 to 16. Pre-drop tension. Bring the sub in quietly and keep it simple. Introduce one tension note every 2 bars. Don't add a bunch of notes, just show the listener there's motion. You can slightly increase the vocal duck amount here so the track feels like it's inhaling. Bars 17 to 24. Drop. Full break, full sub, and sprinkle in vocal ghosts. Little phrases, tails, or single words. You may reduce the vocal duck slightly in the drop so the low end feels more continuous and heavy, while the break sidechain keeps punch. Bars 25 to 32. Variation. Do a classic jungle move. Remove the sub for 1 bar, like bar 25, then slam it back on the next downbeat. It creates instant tension without adding anything new. You can also swap one note. For example, change EB1 to C1 briefly for a darker pull, but be careful. If you go too low, it might get headroom hungry. Test it. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the exact things that make beginner jungle mixes fall apart. Don't leave the sub in stereo. Always mono. Don't oversaturate. If the low end gets fuzzy, you'll lose punch and loudness. Don't skip the high pass at 20 to 30 Hz. That rumble is a silent loudness killer. Don't sidechain so hard that the bass disappears. You want groove, not a hole. And watch vocal low mids. Vocals can have energy in the 150 to 300 Hz zone. High pass the vocal around 100 to 150 Hz, and if it's cloudy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Here are a couple extra coach tricks that help fast. First, make the sub consistent before you make it interesting. Get the note and length right, set the level so the master behaves, then add movement and harmonics. Second, do an A/B test at low volume. Turn your monitoring down until the break is barely audible. If the mix still feels like it has a floor, your sub is placed well. If it vanishes completely, add a tiny bit more harmonics with saturator, not more fader level. Third, quick, is it too much? Test, bypass saturator. If the mix suddenly gets clearer and louder, you probably overdid harmonics. Bypass sidechain. If the break loses punch, your ducking is helping. If nothing changes, your sidechain might be too subtle or key to the wrong track. If you want a slightly more advanced vibe without getting complicated, try two-stage ducking, which you basically already have now. Fast duck from the break, slow duck from the vocal. Drums carve transients, vocals carve phrasing. That inhale-exhale effect is the vibe. And if you want the sub to respond to the vocal like call and response, automate a tiny gain lift on the sub right after a vocal phrase ends. Just a little bump, like the vocal opens a door and then the low end fills the space behind it. Now, quick mini exercise to lock this in. Build this chain on your sub track. Operator into saturator into EQ8 into compressor sidechain to the break, then another compressor sidechain to the vocal, then utility in mono.